A Sinner's Prayer, written by M.P. Wright and read by Ben Onwukwe. Carnell Harris was dead. In the 6 years since he'd been murdered, those words had gone through my mind almost every day. Carnell Harris was dead because of me. Most nights, my old friend waited for me in my dreams, haunting my sleep, always emerging from the same cold world of Cimmerian shade. His restless spirit would return to inhabit my nocturnal reveries, his wraith-like figure standing motionless at the end of the bed, watching me with unblinking eyes, his dark-skinned face waxy and gaunt, his hair a tangle of snakes, tombstone teeth yellowing and wide-set, his sagging cheeks patinaed with grey whiskers that looked as stiff as emery wheel filings. Carnell's cruel visitations played out the same way each night. I'd hear the faint sound of a music box mechanism click and whir, followed by a tinkling distant chime, a familiar tune I remember from the Barbadian home where I grew up. Then, as always, the same words are spoken to me. A command to stir, woken by a voice from my past, a voice of the dead.
JT, wake up, brother.
I feel a hand shake my shoulder. I'm still a slave to sleep, my body craving rest. I hear a scratchy, striking sound and then a brief susurration before smelling the sharp, sulfuric odor of a struck match. And then a few moments later, the delicious scent of mild floral incense and burning tobacco. I feel the hand touch my shoulder, again followed by a sharp, burning pain awakening inside of me, running through my upper torso and down my shoulder. It is always this pain that forces me to open my eyes. I can see after a fashion, but my vision isn't proper yet. I know I'm in my own bedroom, but everything around me is hung in a dense white gauze, a hazy, slow, swirling mist of reefer smoke that impairs my sight and continues to confuse my sluggish mind. Carnell's unwelcome chimera at the foot of my bed is always as clear and present as a Catholic priest preparing to give last rites. The cannabis smoke from the joint he's holding between yellow-stained fingers begins to waft around him, his face becoming blurred by the thick vapor, his once playful features seeming to move with ugly, sinuous wisps